Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Level two has begun. This is Sports Rage. I'm Redsy. So Pumas and the Whitecaps are still scoreless right now. The winner, they're playing on an aggregate. It's tied 1-1 on the aggregate, still scoreless in this match. NBA basketball, the Nuggets are playing for the first time since they fired Malone. And it's a pretty high-scoring game, actually. They're going up and down the court. It's 53-50 for the Denver Nuggets with a little under 4 minutes remaining in the first half. In-game total is currently 235.5. Like I said, I'm watching this game as well as the soccer game, and everybody's just bombing away here, and as we speak, the Kings just hit a three. NHL hockey. It's been a wild week in the NHL this week. And, it's tough to bet on. You know, it's not, you know, you could bet on it, but we've warned people. I was talking with Pharrell about this today. He asked me about the NHL card, and I said, listen, the NHL is all over the place. Look at the Seattle Kraken. One night they win 2-1. The next night they get murdered. Look at the Vancouver Canucks last night with an historic comeback. And now tonight, an absolutely insane game in which the San Jose Sharks were down by 3 on Minnesota. They came back. They tied the game only to end up losing 8-7. 8-7 in overtime. 15 goals. Ian Cameron steps up and in Babano. 15 goals tonight, Babano. The over hits in Minneapolis, St. Paul tonight.
Well, that's what San Jose and Alexander Georgiev are capable of. They've had some miserable defensive nights. He's not a great goaltender, but you don't expect Minnesota to put up 8. I thought it was 49ers-Vikings tonight. Apparently, that's what broke out in Minnesota. It wasn't Wild and Sharks. They fooled us. Different sport.
The battle.
I was just waiting for it.
I love you, Babano, but I'm just going to say, the Twins and the Giants, 8-7 baseball would have been a better analogy. I'm just going to say, like it was like a baseball game, 8-7. But yeah,
one team scored a touchdown with the extra point, the other got the two point.
Yeah, it's true. They had a 2-point conversion, I guess. Minnesota did.
Yeah, pretty crazy. But if you're, you know, that's backbreaking if you're the Calgary Flames, because you no doubt are watching as you're playing right now, and you've got your eye on the scoreboard, the out of town scoreboard, and. You know, tough. That's tough for Calgary, who are in action right now. Still scoreless against the Ducks. Babano, I took the Flames tonight, even though they were in a bad spot, but I took the under 6.5 as well. I did like the Blues tonight, but I didn't pull the trigger on it. I didn't get that bet in. What do you think about these two games going on right now?
Yeah, I like St. Louis. I still like them even after Connor McDavid was announced as returning, because they've still got everybody else practically out. Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, Ekholm on the blue line, Skinner and net. So go on down the list. It's still a very ravaged team playing a forward and a D-man short tonight. So I still like St. Louis even with McDavid back. They're off to a good start. I'm on Anaheim team total under 2.5. That's the only pregame bet I made in that Flames-Ducks game. Just wanting to bet on Calgary's defense playing well, Dustin Wolf playing well, which he has. And Calgary hasn't, or Anaheim rather, hasn't scored more than 2 goals in any game against Calgary this year. That being said, as far as a live bet in that game, these second period overs, Gabe and Cam, with these games in the NHL that have been scoreless in the first period, It is unreal how many of these games are going over 1.5 in the second period. So if you can find over 1.5 in the second period in this game at a reasonable price, I think it's worth a look because it's a 24-7 run for second period overs after a scoreless first.
As somebody that's been betting, that bets a lot of first period overs, actually, I've noticed this week it's been an under week, actually, a lot in the first period. So we'll keep our eye on what's going on in the National Hockey League. We've got the Masters ready to tee off here. Cam, how many picks are you up to right now for the Masters? Yesterday you said you were at 87 current bets. What do you have right now?
Yeah, but I have hockey bets and things going on my sheet right now. I have 27, but I have a lot more other things. Gabe, I also do other matchup bets. I do top Canada, top USA, top Korea, all that stuff too. But hold on, I'm going to log into my account and see how many active bets I have. But I think we're lingering around, I'm thinking 70 to 80 bets currently in my account.
Babano, that's like a common night for our boy Babano.
That's like one sports.
Oh, Babano's email. Yeah, no, this guy's got 40 goal props, like let alone games, Gabe. Like, yeah, Babano hits it hard.
Now for the Masters, here's an interesting trend from a betting trend. 8 of the last 11 Masters winners logged a recent tournament win. Current four matters coming into the Masters. So 8 of the last 11 Masters winners won a tournament in the previous 7 tournaments before the Masters. So last 7 tournaments, the winner, you win a golf tournament, 7 tournaments before the Masters, 8 of the last 11 winners have come from that pool, which is pretty interesting, Cam. And
it's interesting because one of my golf guys' picks is the lefty who won last week, Brian Harman. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, because here we go. Last 7 winners on the tour, guys. So 8 of the last 11 winners have won a tournament in the last 7 events going into the Masters. Brian Harman, Minwoo Lee, Victor Hovland, Rory McIlroy, Russell Henley, Joe Highsmith, Brian Campbell. All right, I'm going to scratch Brian Campbell and Joe Highsmith from the list, Cam.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's get Brian
Campbell
there.
Yeah. But, and we'll start from Headley and everyone else here. Like, you know what I mean? So sorry, Highsmith and Campbell, you're not winning. Watch them win now. He's 300-1 and 1,000-1. But Rory plus 675, Victor Hovland 37-1, Minwoo Lee Cam is 45-1, and Harman's in like the 110-1 range.
I will say this quickly, and I have some of those guys in my top 10s, top 20s in matchups, but I will say watch out for Russell Henley. I found him at 50-1. Let's remember something. He's a University of Georgia guy, and he also plays really consistent golf. He's a top 10 machine. And Henley, what do you need to do at the Masters, Gabe? It's not just about hitting putts. It's long leg putting. Don't leave yourself these 7-8-foot knee knockers. You got to be, and there's undulations galore. Henley has a great game, too. He hits the ball straight. He's sneaky. He's not like the shortest hitter on tour. Like Harman hits it nowhere. Henley can get it out there. I think he's a very dangerous pick. Gabe, I'm telling you, like top 20 is crazy plus money, too. I definitely take him for a top 20, and you could sprinkle on a top 10. Russell Henley's a good golfer. He could be there.
I don't disagree. I think it's a pretty good number, too, talking about top 20s. Speaking of top 20s, actually, here we have a former champion in Patrick Reed, guys, who is playing good golf on the LIV Tour. No one's really talking about him. The LIV Tour guys are going to fall under the radar for the most part, unless you're Bryson or Brooks Koepka. The media will talk about you, but people forget, Cam, Patrick Reed is a Masters winner. He's like in a 90-1 range. He's plus 200 for top 20. But, you know, top 20, that's not even, you know, it's not easy to be top 20. He's still plus 100 to be top 30, Patrick Reed. But he could be in play this week, actually. Speaking of the LIV guys that could be contenders this week.
Oh, Morenci. Nobody's talking about him. You know who's talking about him? This guy. 90-1, Patrick Reed. I only have 5 outrights, but I'm going to add a couple more when I look at the line fluctuations. Patrick Reed, a top 30 bet. I found a plus 105. You're right, Gabe, a top 20. All he does is show up at the Masters, and he's in great form in the LIV Tour. Like, if everyone didn't hate Patrick Reed because he's a, like, people think he's a jerk, he'd be 45-1, not 90. It's because people don't like him and he's not popular, you get a good number. I don't care if people don't like him. That's a great price.
So we'll get some more picks on the other side. The Battle's golf guy in the Battle. Battle's got some picks ready for the Ishana. We'll go over the top golfer by categories and more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Let's roll. Level two continues the Wicked Wednesday. A lot of stuff just happened in the last couple of minutes. The Vancouver Whitecaps took a 1-0 lead in Mexico against Pumas, but Pumas just responded like moments later and have just tied the game. So we're tied at one right now. We'll keep our eye on this. 66-58 at the half right now for the Nuggets playing in their first game in the Post Malone era. Post up Malone. An eight spot. Yeah, Post Malone.
Post Malone era. That's pretty good.
Hey, you like actually. That, Babanos? That's how you do it. That's yes, a pro
it's
line right
real
there.
True. Post Malone. I was going to tell you the other night, Brancy, but we were in the middle of something. I'm like, yeah, Post Malone. Well played.
Yeah. Michael Malone, he's not a coach anymore. That was that song. That Post Malone.
I couldn't tell you. Anymore. I don't know. Like, yeah. I really don't know.
The guy's in everything. He's like, hey, man, you like to cook with weed and whatever. He's got his tats going on. Like, yeah, that guy does everything. Like, he's on that Food Network.
Is he the one? Was he the one in White Man Can't Jump, the remake on Disney there?
That wouldn't surprise me.
He might have been. You know, yeah, I haven't seen it, but he's the guy, Gabe, with the tats all over his face. He's like white kind of rapper guy, and he does all sorts of stuff. Like he's
There's a bunch of these dudes now, though. Like I just saw tonight, Pat McAfee had a live show, and a Jelly Roll guy, same thing.
Well, Jelly Roll. I don't know where the Jelly Roll come from, by the way. Who is this guy? Jelly Roll.
So, no. Yeah, Post Malone, like you said, yeah, the dude's got tattoos on his face. Yeah. That seems to be the thing now. You want to be a singer. You got to get tats on the face. You got to get some.
That's the ticket to success. Exactly.
You said it last year. Like I was laughing.
Yeah, no. If I was the Denver Nuggets, I'd play into it. Like if we started to play well in the playoffs, get T-shirts. Yeah. Post Malone. I'd be selling T-shirts as just a bootlegger came outside the arena. Post Malone. Get your Post Malone T-shirts here. Yeah, Nuggets, Post Malone.
You make a killing. Some guy's going to think about it, and he's going to be sitting there when you sold beers when the Canadians won the cup, and the guy's going to have mittles of money. Trust me.
I'm a street entrepreneur. Yeah, I mean, I think fast, Cam, and like things like, all right, how do you, what are we going to do? All right, crank it up. Very much so like the people, the dudes in Toronto that sell the I Love BJ's T-shirts.
Yeah, the problem is that guy
got
shaken
down.
I bought. He's like one of those guys, Gabe. He's like, you buy two shirts, you get a CD, and then you see, here come the cops. I'm like, why are you busting this guy? He's just trying to make some money.
I think the Blue Jays actually tell you to turn it inside out, actually, when you go to the game, too. Yeah. Like they were like, no, you bought it. It doesn't matter. You can't wear that in here. It was pretty creative, though, wasn't it? The Blue Jays, BJs. So I Love BJs. There was a dude that stood outside like the stadium and like the subway station. He had a couple of guys out there, but people really liked them. But it really upset the Blue Jays because all these people would walk into the stadium. Number one, they already spent money on merch illegally on the street. And number two, it was pretty gratuitous with the I Love BJs. So you had a bunch of people walking around with I Love BJ shirts.
I had a couple beers with that guy. Yeah, he told me the cops are all over him, Gabe. Yeah, poor guy. He did well, though. He made a lot of money before they shut him down. He did good entrepreneur, good street entrepreneur.
L.A.'s pretty wild outside the Crypt Arena. And the Dodgers, too. I don't know. It's like an L.A. thing. It's a free-for-all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm amazed. Like, there's people selling, like, bootleg stuff, like, literally, like, as you go in the door of the arena. No, you know what I mean? Same with the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers are a little bit, they'll push them down more. But it seems to be a thing that, all right, whatever, let the people sell their stuff on the street. Toronto's not like that. The team will just get the cops and tell them, hey, go bust these people. They're costing us money.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guarantee you're not selling any Canadians merch outside their arena.
I told like, Billy Potts to F off.
You'll be bailing yourself out of jail like 2 hours later. Yeah. You'll be in handcuffs. I'm sorry. I'll never sell another Canadian logo again.
Billy Koch came back to the White Sox facing the Jays. And I go, you effing, you cost me so much money. Next thing you know, you're out. Like, they had me there and took me right out of the stadium. I'm like, okay. I can't even heckle a guy these days. Okay. You can't screw. Blue Jays security is like, they're way too uptight. Like, that stuff goes down in New York and LA all the time. Like, they're all over everybody, don't you think?
Yeah, they're uptight. They're a little uptight because there's been incidences, right? I was there once when the people started throwing those magnets out of the field.
The beer can like to the Baltimore Orioles guy hit him in the head. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, player got hit. The player got hit with the beer from the outfield. A baby got hit with a beer. So there's a lot of incidences. Remember, the baby got hit, but that was the mother's fault for bringing the baby and sitting above the dugout.
I agree.
If you're going to bring a baby to a baseball, especially a playoff game, she brought a baby to a playoff baseball game. There was a bad call. People started throwing beer cans and stuff at the field, and the baby got hit. And people were like, oh, Blue Jay fans are savages, but if you're going to bring a baby to a baseball game, you better sit. Like, don't sit, like, right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, sit in a safe area.
Something. Yeah.
Stuff's going to happen down there. Stuff's going to happen down there. All right. This is flying by. We got to get Babano's picks. We got Brady Cannon stepping up and in. So, Babano, get your golf guys' picks ready to go. What do you got for us this week, Babano? Who do you got?
Very interesting. Nobody really is a big favorite for my golf guy here other than Joaquin Niemann. Joaquin Niemann at 35-1. Shane Lowry also in that price range. How about Bobby Mack, the Scotchman?
I got him.
Robert McIntyre, 50-1. Minwoo Lee, 55-1. Will Zalatoris, 60-1 for my golf guy. You mentioned Patrick Reed earlier, 90-1 is on my golf guy's ticket. Of course, I mentioned Brian Harman, the lefty, 125-1. And down the board a little bit, Lucas Glover, 175-1. So there
am
you
I
go.
Your golf guy, Babano? I have five picks and three of them your golf guy has.
Really? Interesting. Well, let's hope for a big week, my friend. Let's go.
I hope so.
Let's hope for good big things.
Robert McIntyre is a trendy pick with the golf hipsters this week coming into this this tournament. Although it could be worth a look for top 20, top 30. We can take a look at that market. On the other side, we'll get Cam's picks, and we'll get the great Brady Cannon's Masters preview. I want to go over the top categories because I think that's where there's some money to be made. Like Paul was talking about with the Kentucky Derby with the matchups. Not so much matchups, but top this, top that. And that's where the market's that I like.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is Sports Rage. I am Moretzi. So, countdown to the Masters is on. A tradition like no other on CBS. Hello, friends. This is the 18th anniversary of Earl Woods passing away. It's heroic that Tiger was able to get out of bed this morning, isn't it, Jim? It truthfully is. It truthfully is. Like, that Earl stuff always used to get me. I'm like, you know, like, Irgar Thurbina pitched a World Series game while his mother was being held for ransom. Literally and figuratively. His mother was being held for ransom. She was kidnapped. He pitched during the World Series game. And they were like, oh, yeah, he's facing some adversity, Chuck. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the golf stuff, like how they blow everything up. It's like, oh, God, like, I got to watch it with the sound down. I can do without. I like the tournament, but I can do without like the maple syrup on top of it, Jim.
It's fun.
What is it? Amen Alley? Was Amen Corner there?
Amen,
whatever.
Amen Alley. Amen Corner. Amen Alley.
Amen Alley.
Got to pick himself up off the mat.
We're here down in that Amen Alley.
Amen Alley.
It's crazy, Gabe. I remember one guy was wasted too. And the thing is, they have undercover master cops, but they're senior citizens who kind of look like regular.
Oh, they'll stitch you out if you're too drunk in the crowd. Yeah, yeah, you're a patron.
I watched the guy get their handcuffed for sliding drunk with double fisting beers, and they're like, "You're gone, and your family's gone, and your family, you're generationally like off the. They put you on the banned for life list. Like they don't screw around.
If you sell tickets too, they find out too.
Yeah.
Like if you get tickets and you sell them on the secondary market, like they'll ban you. Mm-hmm. But hole in one, you know what? Corey Connors, Babano. I like Corey Connors to be the top Canadian player. He's plus 100. But, you know, to make a hole in one, I like this. This is some really like long shot type of stuff. But Corey Connors actually got a hole in one at Augusta before. So I'm thinking, you know what? If he got a hole in one before, why can't he do it again? It's 60-1. Cam, for Corey Connors. Now, he did it on the 6 before, but everybody's talking about holes in one at the 16th on the 16th this year. I'm playing it. Corey Connors to have a hole in one at 60-1. You have a flyer. Who would you take, Cam, to hit a hole in one here?
First of all, Gabe, I think you deserve more. Getting exact player hole in one, that's a 150, but hey, I get it's the match. Anyway, I'm not the sports book, but
Rory's 55, Scheffler's 55, Fleetwood is 60. Seems to be the common number. Hideki 60, Lowry 60, Thomas 60, blah, 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 blah. 60, 60, 60, Kim. They're all in the 60 range.
The guy who's the most hole in ones, like at the players and big tournaments, is Shane Lowry. The guy's a hole in one machine.
Well, he's 60-1. To have a hole in one.
That's the one guy I'd pick. I like your Connors pick, actually. He'd be in my top four or five guys for hole in one, but you deserve better. You're actually naming player to get hole in one? That's pretty tough.
I know.
That's tough.
Everybody's in the same. Babatta, you want to throw a flyer on a hole in one player?
Hole in one. I'm trying to think off the. He would be
See,
good
look,
for
Mike
that.
Weir, hole in one cam's only 80-1.
Yeah, Mike Weir hole in one should be 200-1. Like, sorry,
but he couldn't.
Like,
he's played. Couldn't he get a hole in one on one of these par threes? Or Fred Couples? They played this course a million times.
Yeah,
but hey, it's not great odds. Only 80-1. Like I said, it's basically everyone 60-1 to 80-1 essentially.
Phil, maybe Phil.
I'm going Corey Connors.
I'm going Lowry. Why don't you pick one of your golf guys, Babano? Why don't you throw it like Lucas Glover?
Zalatoris is one. Of them. Yeah, Zalatoris. Yep, Glover. Robert Matt.
Phil
Robert
Mickelson. Matt. Can Phil get a hole in one? 66-1.
Not enough. I'm sorry.
Here's one. Jason Day, 66-1.
You're milking us, man. That's crazy. Like, come on. Like, come on.
I don't make the odds, bad.
You got to bet Connor, and I got to bet Lowry now, because if it happens, if we don't have it, like, I'm going to snap. That's for sure.
1-0 Flames and 1-1 Blues and Oilers now.
Yep. Oh, the Flames scored?
There
we go.
We did.
Take hold of the Flames. You're not singing Queensryche, Babano. Take hold of the flame. Normally you're banging out songs. That's a tough one to sing, though. All right, Babano, before we get you out of here, UFL football, week 3. You like anything this week in the UFL in the 4 games?
Yeah, last week was an interesting week. I guess I overreacted, I guess, a little bit.
We've only got 30 seconds here, 25 seconds.
Just bang it out.
I will go with Memphis. I'm fading Houston again. I know Houston covered, but I still don't think they're very good. I think Memphis took a step forward. Memphis.
And Wizenhunt's back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. Quickest 120 minutes in sports talk and television continues. The Denver Nuggets starting to pull away now on the Sacramento Kings. We like the Nuggets tonight. First post Malone game for them. 73-58. See, Brady likes that one as well.
Very good.
Brady,
really good. I like
post
that.
Post Malone game.
Malone era.
Outstanding.
Exactly.
Outstanding. It's the old back the new coach. You know, when you fire the coach, you bet on that team in the very next game. Working out just fine so far for the Denver Nuggets. Post Malone. Very good.
There we go, Brady. So I know you've been very busy. You've done a lot of hits. I read your column on golf.com. You're rocking the green jacket tonight. Yeah. So how was the dinner? Were you at the champions dinner? You look like you're coming. You're trying to sneak into the dinner like this, wearing that. Like, you look like a Masters winner.
I had to fly home after the par 3 tournament just to make this show. But no, all seriousness, had our Masters draft tonight. You may know Oasis in Las Vegas, just a little tavern. Yeah, Brian Blessing used to go there. Right. Brian Blessing. So we had a Masters draft, a lot of sharps, a lot of wise guys, Jay Cornegay, Vinny Maliulo, Nick Bogdanovich, Matt Youmans, Tony Miller.
A wise guy Masters pool?
Oh yeah. And we did it for many years, and then we took about, I want to say, 2 or 3 years off, and now we just resurfaced here. We got a new commissioner because nobody wanted to run the thing. So we recruited a kid who's doing it for us now. We all got together and good time, and we had the first pick. You guys will find this interesting. I partner with a guy I used to do a golf show with for many years named Wes Reynolds, who's a very, very good golf handicapper. And we've won these drafts a few times. He and I are a team. Everybody kind of teams up. It's mostly two-person teams. So we drew the first pick, which we really didn't want. We didn't want to be number one. But we drew number one. Okay, you're Scotty, you're Rory. Wes wanted to take Rory, and I said, I don't want to go there. There's so much popularity with him. So we ended up with Colin Morikawa as the first pick. Wow. A little bit, off the grid. You would think with the number one pick in a Masters draft, you're taking Scotty or Rory, right? We didn't go there. We gambled a little bit and took Morikawa.
Wes Reynolds, a funny story, Brady. There's two Wes Reynolds. It's sort of like there's an Eric Cohen. There's a bunch of Eric Cohens online in the sports world and stuff. There's another Wes Reynolds in the sports world who's like a guest booker and stuff. And me and your Wes Reynolds follow each other, whatever, on the sports world. We follow each other. And I accidentally once sent Wes like a DM. Where the F are you? I spoke to you like an hour. What the hell is going on? He responds to me, hey, Gabe, I was unaware I was booked, ? And I was like, what do you mean? And I clued in, wrong Wes. I was like, oh, sorry, bro. I said, you're not going to believe this, but there's another Wes. And the DMs got mixed up with the Wes's. So yeah, it's what I couldn't help but think about.
I'm gonna have to tell him that. I'm sure I'll talk to him soon. Because we'll be tracking our team. I had to leave the draft a little early, honestly, to come on here. But Morikawa, we took number one. We ended up with Robert McIntyre and Tommy Fleetwood, and then also Adam Scott and Ben Ahn. So we've got three more selections who I wasn't around for, so I'm not sure who we ended up with. But a lot of great guys in that room. It's a fun tradition.
And on well, top we appreciate Asian, like you joining us one. Now. A very, very good bet. Like because Tom Kim, Gabe's not in good form, and Hideki's hot and cold, right? So I think that Ben Ahn pick is major value.
Good.
This
good.
Is a, I like it. Speaking of Brian Blessing, this was his time of the year now, the Masters and the Kentucky Derby. Two things. I know we love the Buffalo Bills, but you know, the Masters, I just had a flashback of being in a Don Best. I used to do the TV. I did a show out. I didn't work for Don Best, but I did a show out of their studio. And I'll never forget Johnny Licker, John Bovenizer, trying to, like, he said, great pick, guys. I can't believe, you know, you guys, great call with Freddie Couples. We took Freddie Couples, like, opening day, whatever, or, you know what I mean, like, under par, whatever. And it was one putt to go. I never seen Blessing so mad. He's like, I swear to God, Johnny, if he misses this putt after you, like, and, like, Blessing was mad. He goes, you don't effing, like, you know, you don't, like. And the putt barely went in. He's like, calm down, Brian. He goes, don't tell me to calm down. You don't know what the effing doing. Like, Brian was, like, losing it. He's like, hey, do you believe this guy? Yeah, I just sort of had a flashback of that as well. Amazing. So let me ask you, Brady. We were just talking about the hole-in-one prop. Not will there be a hole-in-one, but trying to get a little bit deeper and particular golfers. I brought up the fact that Corey Connors has recorded a hole-in-one here before. He's finished, you know, sixth place here before. I like him this week to be the top Canadian at plus 100. But looking at his past and realizing, man, this guy's got a hole-in-one in the past here before. He's 60-1. Cam doesn't love the odds, but everybody's pretty much in the 55 to like 70-1 range, Brady. If there was a golfer or two that, you know, you think we should take a look at, particularly they are good at getting holes in one, who would they be?
God, that is so difficult.
I said Lowry because he's done it a lot in big tournaments.
Yeah, that's who came to mind for me too. He did it earlier this year at Pebble Beach, and I believe he's had one at Augusta, if I recall. Louis Oosthuizen, I know, has had one. He's not in the field this year. But there's really only one hole where you're probably going to get one, and that's number 16, and it's usually with the pin position, if I recall, on like Friday or Saturday. It's not the Sunday pin. Maybe it's the Sunday pin. You guys might, Cam, do you remember, is it the Sunday pin?
It is.
That they all,
when they bring it around all the way to the bottom, and it's like on a magnet, and it comes down, because I remember Bo Van Pelt had a hole.
Yeah, it's always a random guy that's like
a little BVP.
Yeah, I used
that
to
was
bet
like
that
plus
guy.
1,000 if that name was going
to
come up tonight.
Yeah, PVP for a hole in one back then would be like 400-1. Yeah.
I just a random thought here. Let's go with Justin Rose. What's he? 75? You know, I would want to take one of the bigger long shots on the board. But Justin Rose has been here and done that. He's literally, I think this is his 21st Masters. So there's not, and the other thing about 16. It's a new green. You know, Hurricane Helene destroyed a lot of trees and stuff like that. It's a brand new green on 16, so you might not get quite the contour and the roll that you normally had. The reports I have from, you know, the players and people in the course and everything is there's no difference. But, you know, you would think there'd be a little bit of difference, and I don't know if that's going to throw anything off or whatever, but I would want a guy that's been there a lot. And Justin Rose is certainly one of those guys.
Quickly, Brady, when I covered the Masters once, Justin Rose was there. It was the year that Immelman won. I had Snedeker at 250, finished third. Gabe, do you know Justin Rose has been the first round leader four times? It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, God, is it four times?
Justin
I thought it
Rose
was only a couple times. Oh,
it's an automatic bet. 70-1, Renzi, first round leader, Justin Rose. And I each weighed him top six too. He's
hey, good
there.
Good tip for live betting too. Take a look at who is in that top 10 to top 15 after day one. If you're not in like the top 12 after the first round, odds are you're not going to win the Masters. So if you're going to jump into the live betting market, you want to take one of those guys that, you know, starts off well. Justin Rose, one of those guys. I'm on him at 110. You know, one of my long, I took three triple digit long shots. Justin Rose, Sergio Garcia, and Patrick Reed. The long shot or the Masters is typically a pretty chalky tournament. You don't get triple digit winners, but I thought all those guys were live for a flyer.
I was talking about Patrick Reed earlier for top 20 is plus 200, top 30 is plus 100. Justin Rose is 66 to 1 hole in one. And I agree, Brady. I even threw out some of the older vet guys that had just been here a million times before. To me, like I said, I like the Corey Connors one at 60 to 1, but this is sort of a gut feel, guys. Jason Day, hole in one. Wow. Stick it to that uptight Masters crew that told him to tone down the colors of his clothes.
Yeah, right. What is he wearing?
Jason Day.
It's an ace.
Skateboard weird. You guys got skateboard something done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're kicking it. Countdown to the Masters is on right now. We got Brady Cannon in his green jacket in the house with us. So, Brady, talk to us about why, you know, the correlation between the plantation and this course, because I know in reading your article and your preview that this is something that you're hanging your hat on here. Talk to us about the history and the correlation.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And it ties into the fact that we play the Masters at the same course. It's the only major that we play at the same course year after year. It's the most predictable golf tournament. The history here is incredibly sticky. The guys that play well here tend to play well here year after year after year. And then in addition to that, you have these correlated courses that are the same names pop up at these courses as far as who wins, who has success. And we'll start with the plantation course at Kapalua, where they start the year. Hideki Matsuyama wins this year, has a green jacket. Who else has won there? Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Zach Johnson, Sergio Garcia, John Rahm. Cam Smith has won there. He's been the final pairing a couple times at the Masters. So nothing is like Augusta, right? But there are some similarities between the plantation course where you have tremendous elevation change. Huge, wide fairways, some of the widest fairways on the PGA Tour circuit. Same with Augusta. Big greens, big putting surfaces. So those are three things that the two courses have in common, and they, for some reason, tend to generate very similar faces. The Kapalua, the Century, they play in January. They've played it 27 times. 10 times has the winner been a Masters champion, 37% of the time. Riviera is another one. That's probably the most well-known correlated course to Augusta. Riviera, where they play the LA Open, the Genesis Invitational, Fred Couples, Adam Scott, Mike Weir, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Nick Faldo, Craig Stadler. I mean, it's 47%. You go to the last 30 years, like 1992, when Couples won the LA Open for the first time, 47% of the winners in the last 30-plus years also have a green jacket. Then the other one that's amazing is St. Andrews, the old course in Scotland, which makes a lot of sense because Alistair McKenzie and Bobby Jones, who built and designed Augusta, took a lot of influence from the old course at St. Andrews. They garnered a lot of information and structured their creation of Augusta with a lot of that in mind. So that one has some connection there inherently. But you look at what has happened the last 10 British Opens that have been played at St. Andrews going back to 1970. Six of them have been won by Masters champions, Jack Nicklaus, Seve Ballesteros, Nick Faldo, Tiger Woods. A couple of the other times that they played at the old course at St. Andrews, Louis Oosthuizen, Cam Smith, those guys have both been runner-up at the Masters. The connections are really astonishing. And yes, I do hang my hat on that part of the handicap quite a bit because, Gabe, you know, if you play golf, you drive a race car, whatever, if that particular venue suits your eye, fits your game, and you have a comfort level there, I think that breeds success time and time again. So if these other courses feel good to you and Augusta is kind of gives you that same sight line and what have you, I think it's real. It's not just random, in my opinion.
Hearing golf bettors talk about this Masters, the name Rory or Scheffler never comes up, right? But I wanted to ask about Rory because everyone's looking for the number, and we've talked about this. You know, professional golf bettors are automatically turned off by any low number like Rory is getting right now. But what's your take on Rory coming into this, Brady? What kind of percentage of chance do you give him of winning this weekend? Because, you know, that's the story. That's what everybody wants to see. And that's what, you know, that's what CBS would like to see, or at least him in contention on Sunday, especially against Scheffler. But, you know, Rory, this is the story. This is, you know, the Grand Slam is on the line. What do you think the chances of him getting it are, Brady?
I don't think they're as short as 6-1. I would say his chances are more like 10-1, maybe 9-1. Even though he has a very good chance, there's nobody playing better golf in the world right now, I still don't think you're getting a great value with his price. And it's understandable what we've seen him do as of late. We always go through this on the show here for every other golf tournament, the numbers from BetMGM. Earlier in the week, it wasn't quite this way. He was the leader in 2 out of 3 categories. I got another update earlier this evening. He is now the leader in all 3 categories. Number 1 at BetMGM in ticket count. Number 1 at BetMGM in handle. Number 1, he is their biggest liability. And Scheffler's, I believe, number 2 in every category. Scheffler kind of has more going against him than Rory. The defending champ typically doesn't even finish top 10. We saw Jon Rahm defend his title last year, finished 44th. There's so much commitment and so much that you bring to the table when you return as the defending champ. You host the champions dinner, the TV interviews, the spotlight is not greater on anybody else than you, except for also maybe Rory. So these are the two guys that are, you know, coming in with so much expectation. Rory probably more so than he's ever had in his career. He always has it because we're like, okay, is he going to finish off the Grand Slam? Now he's won for a couple times coming in. So I think the pressure on those two guys is immense. And yeah, that's why I'm swerving him for the most part.
Brady Cannon in the house with us. How about Shane Lowry, guys? Pretty good numbers for Shane Lowry in the 45-1 range. Cam, you were talking about Shane Lowry for a hole in one, taking a shot with him, but looking to potentially win this. Because I like the Rory story. I think he's going to be in the mix, but Lowry at 45-1 does sort of jump off the screen at me.
It's a good number, Gabe.
I like him a lot.
I do too. And Brady will tell you, one guy wins this tournament. I'm getting Lowry at plus 250 for a top 10, like you're something, you know what I mean? That's the whole thing. I think he's there in the top 20 market. You can probably get him like plus 105 or even. Gabe, he'll be there. Lowry's ball striking is impeccable. Brady talked about Open Championship winners. Lowry has won. He's a very, very dangerous player this week, and his odds are good.
Well, it seems to check all the boxes that you were just talking about.
He does. He's coming in. He played tremendous in Florida. He is a hot player right now, has a runner-up at Pebble Beach. I was trying to decide between him and Jon Rahm. Ultimately, I went with Rahm.
The forgotten Rahm.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, let's do this. Let's get down to the best bets for the 2025 Masters. Brady, what are you looking at? What do you got for us?
Outrights, and that's a stupid amount of bets to make. But I want to, you know, throw a little caveat in here. I really made six main bets in the outright market. The other three that I have are just funny money, you know, long shots. We talked about long shots don't really tend to win the Masters. My three long shots, all at triple digit odds: Justin Rose, Patrick Reed, and Sergio Garcia. I also played each of them for a top 20 finish, which in my mind is much more realistic. They're all playing very, very well right now. Now, the other six main bets that I have, I mentioned John Rahm before we went to break. I was trying to find, I ended up with the five guys originally, and I was trying to find one more. I was almost Lowry, but I ended up with Rahm. Went with Rahm at 16. I've got Morikawa. I got him back in January at 22. I don't mind 16. I got Hideki back in January at 25. He's now up to 30 or 35. I think he's got a real shot this week. Tommy Fleetwood, I got at 50. He's now down to 35 or 40, which I think 40 is still a good number on Tommy. He's doing everything extremely well right now. And then two more guys, Russell Henley at 60-1, and then Brooks Koepka at 35. Henley's been playing great. Koepka's got a recent runner-up. Those are my main six on the card. And then, like I say, a couple long shots as well.
Cam, what do you got for us?
Let's roll, Gabe. I got Bryson DeChambeau at 20-1. I also, it's not Scottie Scheffler when I send it to the guys. It's Xander Schauffele at 24-1. If I got Scheffler at 24-1, I'm going to an ATM right now, and I'll say see you guys later on. Robert McIntyre at 50. Will Zalatoris at 55.
He probably still wouldn't win, Cam, and a book would make like $22
million. 24-1 from a guy that five, though, I'd have to do it just out of principle, Gabe. But here's the deal. Me and Brady and you, we're on a lot of the same guys for the top 10s. Here's the deal. Russell Henley's playing so well, but we're going to go with Colin Morikawa, top 10, plus 130, and Shane Lowry, plus 250. Top 20s here. We got Henley at plus 125. Corey Connors, the Canadian, plus 135. Sepp Straka, very popular pick. I'll take him for a top 20 at plus 140. And Kevin Yu, top 40, plus 110. First round leaders.
Ooh, nice
this
pick
is my
there.
Favorite market. Thank you. Yeah, that's what the computer nerds told me, Brady. I'm riding them on that one. First round leaders, Bryson DeChambeau, 24. Spieth, 40 out of the gate. Ash K. Batia, left-hander's paradise. Keegan Bradley, 60. Justin Rose has been first leader four times. That's my favorite
Let's
one.
Let's do it, Rosie.
And I love Charles Schwartzel, former winner. 110
Charlie.
To 1 for a first-round leader. This guy's got a green jacket. Now we're going top regions. Connors, Gabe, we're on him. Plus 110, top Canadian. Top South African, we got Schwartzel at plus 130. Top Nordic, Aberg, plus 105. Top lefty, Robert McIntyre. Top senior, I'm going with Ozempic and Phil at minus 150. Let's party. Go Masters. Thank you, friend.
Let me ask you guys about some matchups. And this is one, I'll ask you first, Brady. I'm looking at the matchups here. Patrick Reed versus Sahith Theegala. Reed is minus 138, draws plus 116, plus 110. You know, Reed sort of catches my eye here. I do like him as well coming into this. Yeah. What do you think about this head-to-head matchup against Sahith?
Little expensive. Maybe it's closer to 130, but Reed is the favorite, and I would go that direction for sure.
Is there any other head-to-head matchups that you like?
Yeah, I took Denny McCarthy at minus 135 over Sam Burns. Burns has not been in good form. I was trying to find a way to fade Sam Burns, and McCarthy's been pretty good as of late. I took Jordan Spieth over Victor Hovland as a dog, Spieth at even money over Hovland, and then John Rahm at minus 125 over Bryson DeChambeau. I think DeChambeau, I hate to tell you, Cam, DeChambeau, yep. 9 out of his last 10 rounds have been over par. Now, I'll root for you to cash that first round leader, but I don't know if this guy's going to. He did the same thing last year, first round leader, and then kind of fell apart over the course of the weekend.
Thing is, the only reason I took him is because he's progressively getting better, but you're right, Brady. But I love Xander Schauffele. I think he's being disrespected. I don't care about the.
This guy can't win the Masters.
It's a very good price. Gabe, I got two for you. Schauffele over Hideki. I know Brady likes Hideki. It's minus 115. And I love Zalatoris over Minwoo Lee at plus 105.
That's going to be a great match right there, I have a feeling.
Yeah. What do you think of this matchup? Corey Connors is minus 138. Sergio Garcia plus 115.
I'd probably want a little piece of Sergio there. That's an interesting one.
Corey seems to be pretty heavily priced here, doesn't he?
Yeah, sure, I think definitely Connors is, but I'd probably make him closer to 125 or so. 138, that seems expensive.
That's high.
Here's another quick one. We got about 10 seconds. Victor Hovland's minus 138 against Cameron Smith.
Smith.
I like Smith.
Smith is a dog, huh? Yeah. Smith is a dog. Food. Great stuff. Keep it locked here on the grid for all your Masters coverage. Other night, you're on your own later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.